Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews, your some kind of podcast this week. This is Nerdy Boy Christian.
And this is Nerdy Boy Scott.
And welcome to hashtag Nerdy Boys Reviews, your weekly nerdcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened during the week in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited.
Is that what we do?
Indeed, indeed. So we hope everybody's having a great week. You're not. You just took second place in a Magic Online tournament, though.
I did.
So that's
but
exciting.
If you ain't first, you're last.
If you ain't first, you're last. Sorry, I just wanted to apologize real quick. We got the air conditioner running in here. Even though it's late here in California, you know, it's still hot, because it's California.
You know, weather and stuff and
yeah.
geographical positions and
yeah,
you know,
things like that. So
stuff and things and whatnot.
Whatnot.
So, talk about weather, though. It was kind of cool. If you guys are out here in, like, Sacramento, there's, like, this pretty sweet, like, lightning and thunderstorm. Like, it was, like, the craziest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was on a Thursday night out here. It was in, like, I saw it up by where I work, so, I mean, it's pretty widespread.
Yeah, it was, like, so. Just, like, lighting up the entire sky. I don't know, like, why I felt like sharing that, but it was cool.
Hey, it was dope.
It was dupe.
So, honestly, guys, there wasn't that much news this week. Well, we'll give you what there was. But, like, most of the stuff was just coverage of Fantastic Four, like, kind of, like, reviews, and also just, like, building up for it with different comic book-related related themes and, like, covers from Fantastic Four, and that one time that there was almost incest with Johnny and Sue, and things like that.
What the hell?
but we'll get to the bulk of Fantastic Four news later. Right now we're just going to cover the regular news before we go into all that. So, FX has renewed The Strain for Season 3. It's a comic book-based television show. We haven't watched any of it. It's on Season 2 right now, but I heard it's amazing.
Yeah, Jamar previously told me about that. I've been meaning to check it out. I don't even know where you can check it out. If one of the listeners can message us on Twitter, let me know where you guys can find it. So, yeah.
I know it's on FX, but I don't know if you can get it on demand or if Season 1's on Netflix or anything. Speaking of Netflix, though, real quick, Doctor Who Season 8, as of yesterday, I believe, is on Netflix.
That's pretty awesome.
That's exciting because, hey.
You know, we'll probably watch it and then review it
yeah,
for you guys.
Definitely, definitely.
We've been meaning to do it, but we've been just so swamped with everything else in life and stuff.
Yes, yes. Some Agent Carter news real quick. They have revealed that Madam Mask is going to be in the show. That's very exciting. She's an actress, scientific genius, blah, blah, blah. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited for Agent Carter.
Yeah, that, honestly, like, that show was just a pleasant surprise for me, at least. I didn't know what it was really going to be about, but, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it was going to be about somebody named Agent Carter. That's about it.
Yeah, definitely. So, it looks like there's a rumor about the Captain America Civil War sides. It's just a rumor. We don't know which heroes will align with Cap or Iron Man yet. But someone is claiming to know the lineups of each Avengers Civil War team, and if it's true, it has some big surprises on it. It's still a rumor, so that's that. But according to their source, Captain America will be fighting with Hawkeye, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Ant-Man, and Winter Soldier. Sounds pretty convincing because of his New Avengers kind of initiative after Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then Iron Man will count on the Vision, Spider-Man, Black Widow, and War Machine. It makes sense to me that Black Widow would kind of side with Iron Man. She was featured in Iron Man. She's not part of Captain America's newer team. War Machine, of course, is an Iron Man. Vision is pretty much part of... he has Jarvis's subconscious in him. And Spider-Man, if we're going to follow the comic books, that's how we start. So, sounds pretty good. Black Panther is absent from both lists. But yeah, Kevin Feige's already said he's going to play a neutral role, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, all of the lineups seem pretty convincing. I mean, there's no truth to it yet because it's just a rumor at the moment. But, I mean, if that's how they're lining up so far, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it makes sense that Falcon would recruit Ant-Man based on the latest Ant-Man movie. I don't know how Hawkeye, what side he would necessarily choose, but the other ones make sense, especially Scarlet Witch and Winter Soldier.
I feel the same way about Black Widow because, you know, the whole Winter Soldier movie. You can make the case that, you know, she does have that small connection with Steve Rogers, and why wouldn't she side with him over Tony Stark? Because she never really had, like, any intimate type of moments with Tony Stark. He tried to hit on her, but it didn't really work out for him too well.
Right. I don't know if it's so much the people we're siding with, rather than the ideals of, you know, pro-registration versus anti-registration, if that's what it is.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, what are Black Widow's core beliefs? Does she believe in the government stuff? I don't think she does necessarily, but the end of Winter Soldier kind of suggests she does. She released all her stuff. Her files are out there now, and she's kind of working with the government. You know, they're letting them do that. That's how they set up for Civil War. So maybe she would.
Like, reading Civil War, I don't really remember Black Widow in there.
I don't think she... Well, I mean, it's hard because a lot of the characters that played big roles aren't going to be able to be featured.
Yeah.
Because they're over at Fox. So that's, you know, a little upsetting there. But that's that. Honestly, that is all the news we have this week. It's not much. But if you guys want to check out all of, like, the comic booky Fantastic Four news, check out Comic Book Resources. They have a lot of cool information on there, a lot of interesting stories, like some, like, Sue Storm's best moments and things like that.
Yep.
So that's a great place to check out. We played in Game Day this weekend. We played in two of them. We kind of took down the first one because it was just us two and someone else. Pretty easy. And then we went to another one after that. Scott jumped three places to go to top eight. I dropped four or five places to get out of top eight. You know, it was a crazy weekend.
So, like, in Magic, the biggest tiebreaker is your opponent's win percentage. And mine was 10% higher than Christian's before they created the new round. And before everybody finished, like, reporting their results. And I needed one person to win to secure me into the top eight, dropping Christian out, which was unfortunate. But,
But even if you would have lost, it wouldn't have got me in, I don't think.
So, yeah. And then starting top eight, I misplayed a whole lot.
But you won round one.
Yeah, I won round one, even through, like, some minor misplays. But I feel like my opponent was playing just as bad as me, and playing against control, you really don't have much room to misplay at all, because if you do and your opponent notices like I did, I just took advantage of those misplays.
Right. Yeah, like, the biggest problem was that, like, the problem that the tournament had altogether was it's four rounds, and then they did cut to top eight when they really should have just done top four, honestly, but they did cut to top eight, but three of the four rounds went to time because of slow play, and then when you were in top eight, the first guy you played against was slow playing.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time, so...
Yeah, well, there's three people I know of that are slow play, like, people that just, like, play intentionally slow to try to grind out the play clock, so, because once you end the time, you have 50 minutes in each round, and once that time ends, you have five turns to end the game, and if it doesn't, then it ends in a draw.
Yeah.
And there's people that will, like, purposely try to, like, strategically soak up the clock. And, like, I noticed two of them. My opponent in round one, I didn't really notice it, which is kind of weird because I usually notice that kind of thing. But it is what it is. There's, like, two people that I was, like, really irritated watching them play because I was like, how are their opponents not calling, like, a judge over for slow play? Because they're obviously slow playing.
Well, I mean, there wasn't really a real judge there.
Yeah.
So that's an issue, too. But that's a different kind of thing. All in all, we won a mat. We got three foil full art languishes, so it was not a bad weekend.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, so frustrating because, like, going into round two of top eight, it was just already a bad matchup, and then, like, so game one I got crushed. Game two,
I was okay. Out one of your answers too.
Yeah, like, I boarded out two answers that I didn't realize at the time were good against his deck, and then I started playing, then I was like, oh shit, this is actually really good. And then when it came down to the last attack, he had a 7-7. I was at 7 life. I had four. I had a dice on the board representing four creatures, and I think I was playing with the dice. Like, I was trying to think of what to do with my hand.
I don't even know if you realize it. I think you just took it off of the hanger back after it died and just put it on the field and didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Because I handed you the tokens and you just ignored them.
Well, I was, like, concentrating on the game, so you should have, like, oh, here's the tokens or something. Or, not your fault, but it's my fault for not remembering that I had tokens. So I basically gave him a free-ass win. And I was so upset last night. Like, it was very angering. I was, like, still not even over it. And then today, played some Magic online and then did okay.
Yeah. So as far as the Magic front, we were thinking about going to Chico next Saturday for a PPTQ, but it probably won't happen now, right?
Depends. I have to get a hold of one of my coworkers because I forgot, like, my stupid manager, like, changed my schedule around and stuff, and depending on, like, what my coworker says on, like, covering me, we might go to another Magic tournament. So it is what it is. Hopefully I can go because I love playing in the bigger tournaments. So we'll keep you guys updated on Twitter, so make sure to stay tuned next Saturday if you guys are interested in Magic the Gathering, and, you know.
Yeah. So last week we had mentioned talking about a Star Wars scene this week, which we're pushing back to next week. We're coordinating with Jeff Long a little bit to see if we can get him on the show, all this stuff.
We totally just kind of forgot to set up a time table to meet up with Jeff Long, and then with the tournaments this weekend, we really didn't have much time to meet up with him to actually podcast about it. So we're going to coordinate with him this week to meet up next weekend, so hopefully that all that goes down.
So now we're going to move into a spoiler-y Fantastic Four section. There will be spoilers
on the new movie Fantastic Four, so if you haven't watched it,
pause
it, go watch it.
Yeah, and then come back after you've seen it, and you can hear all our thoughts on it. So we're going to start talking about that right now.
Okay.
So the new Fantastic Four movie was interesting. Hold on. Let me recant that. It wasn't interesting at all, actually. It kind of did nothing.
Kind of? It actually did nothing.
It proactively accomplished nothing.
Yes.
Like, I'd rather see a movie that is actively bad than see a movie that just accomplishes nothing. And it's really a shame. I think we could both agree, like, the four characters they got to play Sue, Johnny, Reed, and Ben were all good. Like,
yep.
It's just the story wasn't good. The acting wasn't bad, but the story wasn't good. Like, it was a lot of parts that didn't come together at all. The CGI was fine, but, like, a lot of things just didn't even make sense.
Yeah, and then, like, wasn't there a producer that came out like that?
The director.
Simon Kinberg,
who was on Star Wars. He was going to be doing Force Awakens, but he didn't want to stick through multiple films, so he left. And then he went to Fox, he started working back with Fox on Fantastic Four, and he directed the movie, and he pretty much came out and said, like, the movie I had written a year ago was much better. Him and the producers or the heads of Fox didn't get along. The movie that they put out is not his vision. So
yeah, it seems to happen a lot with Fox. I think it's a pretty important subject that we should touch up on, because it seems like that happens quite a bit, that, like, you know, the director's visions aren't lining up with, like, what the head of Fox directors want to happen. Like, it just seems like, why you guys keep picking up these titles if you guys are just gonna fuck around and not even make good films? Like, you guys aren't even making money. Like, there was 15 fucking people to go see that movie. Nobody even went to see it. We shouldn't have went to see it. I should have waited and seen it, like, when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, the biggest problem, I think, is, you know, the film is the biggest flop of a superhero film that ever came out. It only made, like, $27.2 million opening weekend. It didn't even take the box office. It took second. Probably to Mission Impossible. I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. I didn't care that much.
It was just fucking god-awful. Not only that, but talking about ratings, on Rotten Tomato, it got 11%, where that's, like, lower 10. Than... 10% where Batman vs. Robin, the Batman movie back in the 90s, got like 11 or 12%. Yeah. You guys are getting a lower rating than that movie. Like,
and
in
I
the
think
90s.
It dropped to like 8 or 9 now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, that movie did nothing. And, like, I feel so bad because, like, I'll let you guys know right now, like, the cast was perfect. Well, not,
except for Doctor Doom.
Yeah, Doctor Doom was fucking awful. But like, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Michael B. Jordan, the guy who played Johnny Storm, was a delight. He was a good... I liked him a lot. He was funny. He accomplished things. Sue was fine. Ben was interesting to me and engaging. And Miles Teller, who played Reed Richards, was fine. I didn't think he was bad at all. And, you know, you have to remember, you know, this is a young Fantastic Four. You kind of have to go in with the open mind. It's not going to be the Fantastic Four we know and love, you know. But yep. It should be somewhere around that, you know. Even in the terms of an Ultimate Fantastic Four, which this is supposed to be, it didn't really do it justice. Yeah, it dropped to 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. So, three ratings we have just right now is Rotten Tomatoes 9%, Metacritic 27%, and IMDb 4.1 out of 10. And critics are saying this...
Yeah, I mean, pretty much what I've read is critics think it's boring, and they think everybody talks in monotone and all that kind of stuff, and it kind of does, you know, and they're talking about the grittiness and stuff, but...
They're saying the movie feels like a
protracted teaser for a more exciting follow-up. Continue.
Yeah, depending on whether audience warms up to the relatively low-key approach, might never happen. All the pieces were in place for a refreshing entry to the superhero genre, but Fantastic Four completely unravels at the halfway point. Totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four, despite the dogged efforts of its talented young cast, has nothing. Agreed. A mixed bag of groundbreaking comic book visuals, subtle mood shifts, and incomplete storylines that suggest a lack of clarity in the overall vision of the movie. Yeah. Which, I mean, you know, it's fine. It's like,
yeah,
I agree with all those things.
They put it very well. The movie was nothing, really.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of the movie, all we've accomplished is that we now have the Fantastic Four.
I do kind of disagree with, like, they're, like, only talking in monotones or whatever. I could see that about, you know, Ben or Susan... But I feel like Johnny and Mr. Fantastic was like they weren't really all that monotone.
I feel like Ben had a lot of expression throughout the movie. You know,
well,
I mean, when he was the Thing, he was grumpy the whole time. But
yeah.
Before that, like you know, when he didn't have the car, like he was, you know, he was engaging. And then when they were in the other dimension, you know.
Yeah.
He had a lot of emotion in his voice and things like that. So, I don't know. They didn't do justice to the other dimensions. They didn't really do justice to the Ultimate Fantastic Four. I read somewhere that the lady, Kate Mara, who played Sue Storm, wanted to do some reading up on Sue Storm before she played the character, and they told her, there's no reason to. We're not basing this off of any known comic book story.
Well, that's just fucking retarded.
Yeah, so...
I think out of the cast, the two stars really were Michael B. Jordan and Miles Teller playing Mr. Fantastic, and Michael B. Jordan is playing the Human Torch, a.k.a. Johnny Storm. I mean, I liked all of them, but they were really the bright spots. Like, Michael B. Jordan brought a different tone to the movie. He really was, like, the brightest spot, I feel like. But Miles Teller really did a good job as Mr. Fantastic. It made sense.
Yeah. I mean, they made him, you know... It's a young version of Mr. Fantastic, so, you know, you're not going to get the kind of suave Mr. Fantastic you get when he's older.
Yeah.
And he's not, you know, nearly as smart. I didn't appreciate, really, like, how they start the movie, and it's like, he's a kid, and it's his idea, and he's doing all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, when he gets found by Franklin Storm and Sue, all of a sudden, Dr. Doom thought of it first.
Yeah.
And now he's just rehashing his idea, but that's not how it was. So.
And then, like, they make it, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Mr. Fantastic is, like, the smartest person in the Marvel Universe, right?
Yeah, he's up there. Him and Doctor Doom is very smart, too.
I don't know if he's quite on the same...
He's more of a Tony Stark kind of smart, like, technologically smart and things like that. Whereas, like, Reed Richards is more scientist, you know, physicist, things like that. So it's kind of different. But him and Dr. Doom kind of like are rivals as far as intellect and things like that.
So, all right, let's talk about Dr. Doom now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't find him too engaging when he was just a regular, you know, regular old Victor.
Yeah, when he was Victor Von Doom.
He wasn't that exciting to me there. Once he became Dr. Doom, it's much of the same. Like, he made some people's head explode with glowing eyes, and then he went back to the other dimension and started earthbending. So,
I don't know how you guys fuck up like one of the most powerful villains in the Marvel Universe. Hands down, he's probably like one of the coolest and one of my favorite, and I know it's like one of Christian's favorite for sure. Victor Von Doom could have been much better. I felt like they could have definitely got a different actor to play. I didn't like him as Victor Von Doom. I didn't like him as Doom. Doom looked fucking shitty.
Yeah, he didn't look very good.
I don't know what it is with Marvel. I mean, with Fox and not being able to like correctly create like costume design. Like, it's funny when I see memes about how like cosplayers are making better costumes than Fox when they have like millions of dollars to put into like their costume designs and shit. Have you already posted that on our Instagram?
No.
Well, we'll post the picture that we're talking about right now on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. So go check that out later on at Nerdy Boys Reviews. If you guys care to look at what we're talking about. It's just really a shame how bad Doom looked.
Yeah, and he didn't look good, and he wasn't engaging that much. And the thing is, the first half of the movie is pretty slow. Like, it doesn't move along at a good pace. A lot doesn't happen, which is fine. It's a lot of exposition, which I don't mind in a movie. But a lot of people do, and I'm sure that's what hurt them a little bit. But then, like, the last half hour is so rushed. Like, within a half hour, they find Reed. They make him fix the time machine. They go get Doom. Doom kills a bunch of people. He goes back to the other dimension. Starts destroying Earth to create his new dimension. Which doesn't make sense. Why would you want to be the only person on a dimension? That makes zero sense to me. But he starts doing that. He kicks all their asses. And then he gets defeated. And then they go back to Earth. And they get their secret hideout, and they talk to the government, and then they come up with their name, and that all happens within 30 minutes.
Yeah. So it seems like to me that it was ridiculous that the Fantastic Four killed Dr. Doom within, like, 10 minutes, when at first they literally got their ass kicked. They're like, when, like, that super cheesy line, "Together, he's too strong." I mean, but, like, he's, like, separate. "He's too strong for us, but together we can defeat him."
Yeah, and then said the most... They stole a line from another movie when he said, "There is no more Victor. There is only Doom." That's straight from another movie. And it was probably the coolest line in the whole movie. So they can't even write their own lines well. But...
yeah. I will say, like... like, the Fantastic Four, like, their abilities, like...
they looked really well.
I actually kind of warmed up to how the thing looked, but still don't approve of, like, him not having the color eyes.
Yeah, he still looked like Rockslide from X-Men.
Yeah.
So.
Johnny's powers looked awesome. Mr. Fantastic, like, stretching abilities were really cool.
They were cool when he was using them, but, like, when you first saw him, like, in the chair, it looked stupid. Like,
I don't think it looked stupid. It was, like, a little gross.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. And then, like, what didn't make sense was, like, how... like, Dr. Doom just looked at him and made him fall apart. How does that happen? Like, I feel like they're like, "Oh, we need to incapacitate him somehow."
Oh, you know what happened? Is because the suit he was wearing, like, the rings and stuff,
his containment suit?
He was, like, keeping his like, limbs, like, constricted and stuff, I think. And then, like, without that, when it fell off, he just, like, lost control and, like, his body just started expanding and stuff. Yeah,
makes sense.
But... overall, like, I mean, it's so stupid.
It's awkward because Dr. Doom is, like, blowing up everybody's brain with his eyes. And then, like, when the Fantastic Four, it's like, he can barely do anything except cover them in rocks. Like, it's like, against real people, he blows up their brains. Against the Fantastic Four, he's an earthbender. Like, where does this come into play? So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, it's so hard. Like, we've only been talking about this for 10 minutes, and I feel like there's almost nothing else to say, because the movie actually just did nothing.
Yeah. So, I liked the first kind of half, like, before they, like, went into the Zero Zone and stuff like that, or Zero World.
Whatever they're calling it, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're, like, claiming it as, like, a planet.
Earth or Zero or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is fucking stupid, because isn't, like... Like, I don't know.
I think it's the nth dimension. What it's supposed to be called. And then, like they could have just taken straight from the comic. It would have been so cool. Like, and have Nihil. I think his name is Nihil. It's N-I-H-I-L. I pronounce it Nihil. Or Nile. Sure. But it's, like, so cool. And, like, then they get sent back to Earth and, like, end up in different places with different powers. And it's exciting. But, you know, they didn't want to do Ultimate Fantastic Four the way that you're supposed to do it. They just made their own thing. So, whatever.
And then, like, it didn't, like, really make sense how... Like, what was, like, Doom trying to call it? Like, Latveria, like, how it is?
Latveria?
Yeah, Latveria, however you say it. But then it's, like, he was trying to destroy Earth and not bring any people there. Which, like, that's his whole thing, is, like, he has, like, his own kingdom in the comic books. And, like, he's, like, their king and, like, he rules over people and stuff. It's not just him by himself. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like... What are you gonna do? Like, once you destroy Earth, you're just gonna sit there by yourself, twiddle your fucking thumbs.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
What are you gonna do? Go fucking find fucking Ultron and have a family reunion?
Yeah,
but you're like his retarded cousin, apparently.
And the thing is, you do absolutely zero justice to a Doctor Doom, where his most current storyline is that he took pieces of dying worlds and put them together to keep everyone alive.
Interesting.
It's Secret Wars. I mean, it's... He's God Doom, you know?
So, maybe that's what they're trying to accomplish.
But they didn't, so... Like, I don't know, they built up... Like, they tried to build up the story where it's like, yeah, you know, Doctor... You know, Victor loves Sue, you can kind of tell.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But, you know, why wouldn't... You know, he's already evil, so why is he trying to kill her now if he loves her? Why wouldn't he just enslave her and make her, like, be his little, you know...
Sex slave or something.
On the new world. Like, why isn't that a thing?
Or, like, how did, like, in the movie, like, Sue and Mr. Fantastic, how come Sue and Reed only had, like, one, like, flirt scene, or, like, two technically, but I really don't even count the library as a real flirting scene.
I didn't like the library scene at all.
Like, I think that was honestly just, like, Reed trying to get to know her. Like, I don't think that was him flirting with her. I think, like, that was more or less her kind of, like, noticing him.
But she hecka blew him off.
Yeah, but, I mean, women do that stuff, so it's okay. But then, like, the little lab scene where they were flirting, and that's it. That's all that happened. They didn't, like, introduce nothing. Like, they fucking did nothing,
they
dude.
Didn't do anything. God. And the other thing that I learned something from this movie. And what I learned is, smart people shouldn't drink because they make awful decisions that change their whole life. And then, once those decisions are made, they want to take them back. And then they decide, maybe this is what we're meant for. And then that's the whole movie. That you can make a movie off of that.
Yeah.
So, that's what I learned. But overall, like, the movie was disappointing, unfortunately. Like, I try to go in with an open mind because, you know, when you come in with expectations, obvious expectations that... It's gonna let you down, and, you know, if you come in kind of with a different kind of take on it and, like, open-minded, like, I know this is gonna be different, then it's a little easier, but it wasn't, so it's disappointing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Let's get to the rating of it.
Yeah, I mean, 4, 5 maybe. It's not good enough.
3.8.
Yeah. It's
and it's really just, like, a shame that we have to actually give it that rating, because, I don't know, it's just, it should have been a much better movie, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, guys, like, it's not a long movie, it's an hour and 45 minutes, I mean, but it's still kind of a waste of time for you to go see it. Wait for it on Netflix, Redbox, TV even, you can wait for this movie, you don't have to go see it now. So that'd be my suggestion. It's really almost not worth your time or money. But that's up to you guys. Please go see it for yourself if you want to see it, if you're excited about it. Don't let us ruin that experience for you. We definitely like to hear your thoughts, especially if you're maybe a non-comic book reader. Maybe we're not as open-minded as we're trying to be about it. you never know. But, I mean, all of our arguments really were not from comic book standpoints. Some of them were, obviously, just on, like, Doctor Doom. But
I think a lot of my arguments and, like, thought processes, like, were just, like, the construction of, like, how a movie should be.
Yeah, the story wasn't there. Yeah. You know?
Like, so. I feel like they literally watched, like, the Goosebumps trailer and took what Jack Black had to say seriously. Like, there's three parts to my story.
Yeah.
The beginning, the middle, and a twist.
Yeah.
And that's what they tried to do, and it did not work.
I think they set up for a good sequel. Like, I feel like a sequel to this movie could be good, but this movie was not good. And I feel like if you have to make a movie just to set up something, then it's not worth making.
Yeah.
So.
So, okay, that opens another discussion. If they made a sequel, you know, being stubborn little assholes and didn't just give the rights up to Marvel at this point, would you go see the next movie?
I would. I think a sequel could be good.
I think I would, based off of, like, how much I enjoyed
the cast
of it. As long as they kept the cast the same.
Bring
in new writers. Bring in, you know, all new people to, like, lead the movie. And bring in, like, if they incorporate Doctor Doom, make a new Doctor Doom and a new suit. I think it could be a great movie because that's a great cast.
And honestly, bring in someone like Jonathan Hickman.
Yeah.
Who's, like, one of the most fantastic comic book writers. He did write Fantastic Four for a while, so bring him in and do something with that. It's possible to make a good Fantastic Four movie, guys. There's so much there. It's the best run from the late 60s. Yeah. So
it literally opened the door for everything in Marvel.
It's crazy. So, I mean, it's possible, and, you know, but you brought up a whole other conversation topic. What does Fox do now? Do they go into discussions with Marvel? Do they keep doing what they're doing? Where do we think this goes? Because I know they've had certain, you know, there have been rumors of talks between them and Marvel about X-Men. So, I mean,
I think it makes sense, honestly, for them to wait and see how X-Men does. Because if X-Men flops as well, at this point, they might as well ship it, because I feel like they spent way more money making the movie than they received for the movie.
I don't think they'll ever ship X-Men, because, I mean, honestly, there's only been two really bad movies, Origins and X-Men 3. X-Men 1 was good. X-Men 2 was fine. The last one
was
fine.
Wolverine
was good. And
dude, Wolverine 2 was not good. I didn't like that movie.
I think we're talking. There's only been one Wolverine movie. There's been Origins.
Yeah, Origins.
That one was bad.
Yeah.
And then there was the last one with all the Asian people. I don't think you liked that one.
Yeah,
either,
I did
though.
Not like that either.
I liked that movie. I thought it was good.
I didn't really care for that movie. The only movies I really cared for was the original Wolverine, X-Men 1 and 2, and that's it. X-Men 3 sucked dick.
Mm-hmm.
Days of Future Past, the newest X-Men run, like, all sucks.
I thought it was fine. I didn't like First Class, though.
First Class was just bad.
But, I mean, it grows on you, too. Like, but overall, you know, I think Apocalypse will be okay, and Deadpool definitely won't flop, so that's why I don't think they'll get rid of X-Men, because Deadpool has Colossus in it and things like that. So,
well, I mean, they can carefully orchestrate the deal.
Like Sony
they
has.
Give, yeah, like they give like rights to certain characters through X-Men. But I don't know, because it's like kind of interesting to think about, because at this point, the way they set it up, they have to make a second movie. But if it's not profitable, why are they holding on to it? They're not making money. I doubt they're making money.
And the thing, I mean, the thing is, Fox can be real smart and orchestrate where they could have people from the Avengers in their films. Like, Robert Downey Jr. is the highest paid working actor in Hollywood.
Yep.
He'll bring you in money. So, there's no reason really not to have him in your films. So,
they just need to pay him as much money as he wants, and he can stay Tony Stark.
Yeah.
He's the perfect Tony Stark. It makes
sense.
Well,
I mean, Hugh Jackman's the perfect Wolverine, too. Yeah. But he's leaving after Old Man Logan, pretty much, story, so.
I mean, money talks, though, so money we'll talks. See.
We'll see. I mean, if there is a deal, would you like to see him in, like, Infinity Wars or something?
I would love to see him in Infinity Wars. That'd be awesome.
Oh, of course. Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I would really love to see is Wolverine vs. Hulk movie.
Yes, that would be good. If Hulk gets a standalone finally.
Yeah, which I don't see why he wouldn't, because like the current Bruce Banner slash Hulk, he's so good, dude.
Yeah,
he,
Mark Ruffalo is excellent.
I love him as an actor. They need to make Mark Wahlberg a hero now.
Who would Mark Wahlberg be? All right, guys, let's play a game of who would Mark Wahlberg be in the Marvel Universe. I'm going to go with... Who's a good one? This is hard. In the Marvel Universe. I know who I'd put him as in the DC Universe, I think. And Marvel? Would he be a good guy or a bad guy?
He'd be a good guy.
A good guy. Like an Avenger, an X-Men?
An Avenger.
An Avenger. That's a hard one. I think I'd make him like an Inhuman though. Mark Wahlberg could be Lockjaw. That'd be awful. No, he could be Gorgon. He got pretty buff, so he can be Gorgon. Honestly though, I'd like to see Mark Wahlberg as Moon Knight. That would be cool. I could get behind that.
Wasn't there a guy?
Yeah, what Mar-Vell. No, M-A-R-V-E-L-L.
Yes!
Mar-Vell?
Yes!
I want to see him as him. Old school Captain Marvel.
Yes, dude.
I think in DC, I'd like to see him as John Jones.
Who?
Martian Manhunter. But as the human version. Like, have a different guy voice the alien version, but have him as a human version. Apparently everybody's making him black. Is that the State Farm guy?
Yeah. Oh my god, yes.
Everybody wants Martian Manhunter to be a black guy. Interesting.
He was a really good Martian Manhunter in Smallville.
Is that what he looked like?
Yeah, this is his human form.
No, but is that his alien form in Smallville?
No.
Oh, good.
I don't think they ever showed his alien form.
Alright.
No, they didn't. I'm like 100%.
Look, there's a Smallville Justice League cast. Right here.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
They look like awkward together.
Their suits weren't that
great. Who's this guy?
Oh, that's Cyborg.
Oh, alright.
Oh, this is, what's her name?
Chitana?
Yep. Chitana, Martian Manhunter. This is,
Dr. Hamilton.
Yeah, it's Dr. Hamilton.
Ha-ha! Alright. Interesting.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Well, we were just, like, looking Google images and stuff, you know. It's whatever.
Yeah, see how easy it is to get off of Fantastic Four?
Yeah, because that movie sucked.
The movie wasn't good, guys. But please, tell us your thoughts. We really like to hear them, honestly. No lie.
Yeah, no lie.
So.
You can always reach us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, our website, www.nerdboysreviews. All our social media is linked on there, or you can just search them for yourself, Nerd Boys Reviews. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you my buy list from this week because that's a thing. I did my cool little slideshow thing again for you guys, so that's cool. So I picked up Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows number 3 only because of the cover. So sorry, guys.
Only because of the cover.
Darth Vader number 8, Miss Marvel number 17, Ultimate End number 4, Humans number 7, We Stand on Guard number 2, and God is Dead number 40. So,
oh yeah.
And if you guys are reading Secret Wars, number 4 was so good.
So good.
Have you read it?
No.
Have you read any of Secret Wars?
I read number 1.
Oh, all right. So he read number 1. but yeah, it's a very good series, event, whatever you want to call it, and I'm excited. Yes.
Yep,
yes.
Yep, yep.
Yep. Honestly, guys, we don't have much else to say today, but please stay tuned for next week, where hopefully we'll get Jeff Long on the show. Stay tuned for the following weeks, where maybe we'll talk about Doctor Who a little bit, talk about some comics maybe, talk about a lot of stuff, And then next month, Gotham comes back.
And sweet. So we can get I'm going into it with an open mind.
We'll get back into the swing of things in October. We have the Flash and Arrow early October, so that's exciting as well.
Yeah.
So we're getting back into the old swing soon, and yeah, it'll be exciting.
And then we'll be having what's her name, Jessica Jones on Netflix.
November.
We're gonna have Supergirl.
Yeah.
We're gonna probably have Legends and probably iZombie coming back soon. Even though
we have to watch that. I heard it was so good.
That's what I heard too. Good. And you know, that's the sad thing is like we didn't even finish it, and we already thought it was good. I don't know, guys. Like life is crazy sometimes. You don't always have time to do everything that you want to do. There's not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, especially you know, school full time, work full time, drive a lot of hours, playing Magic, watching all these shows. It's just not enough time for everything. So
yeah, sometimes we don't even have time to podcast. Some weeks, you know, we really do apologize for that. We try to make up to you guys, like, the following week, you know, always, like, trying to put out the podcast. Sometimes it can't happen, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was not a lot of news this week and not a lot of Fantastic Four this week, so...
yeah.
That's it, you know, and so, yeah. But, yeah. We hope you guys, you know, enjoyed what we said and definitely want to hear what anybody else thought.
Oh, yes. We had questions.
Yes, we had a question from Jeff Long. Do we have any other questions?
Technically, we had one from Jamar as well.
Okay. Was it, can you pick up my controller?
No, because then he never even, like, talked to me about that again, so...
Scum.
Shame on you, sir.
Jeff Long wanted to know, what is your take on spoilers? Do you want to know a lot before a movie comes out, or would you rather see it unspoiled? I like trailers, but that's about as far as I like spoilers.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't really like spoilers too much. If there's something that's, like, coming out, like a new episode of The Flash or something, for instance, I'll always stay off of social media. That's your guys' fault, honestly. If you guys are listening to a podcast where we obviously podcast about it, or you guys go on social media where obviously there's trolls all over the internet.
Yeah, but we never put it in our title, unlike some podcasts where they spoil things in their title that I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as spoilers, it does depend. If it's something I don't care about, like that I'm casually into, I don't mind spoilers. But if it's like Game of Thrones, The Flash, a movie that I want to go see, you know, that's why like I go opening nights to most movies because I don't want anything spoiled for me. So I'd rather just go see it.
Like if somebody would have told me that Jon Snow died, I would have fucking just died right there.
Spoiler alert! you just made a fangirl somewhere cry.
I'm pretty sure that everybody that watches that show has already watched.
Yeah, because spoilers are everywhere too. People are like, everything I see on Facebook, like Game of Thrones has been over for a while, and I still see it almost every day. Reasons why Jon Snow is still alive, every day. So I never read them because you know I'm sure they'll have book spoilers in there or something, but you
yep.
know. But yeah,
I think that's all we have. Though,
yeah,
right?
That's all we have. So, make sure you guys check us out everywhere. Of course, Nerdy Boys Reviews, nerdyboysreviews.com. Our website is always up until it's not. I'm just kidding. But, yeah. So, definitely give us your thoughts. And that's it for us today. So.
And that's all, folks.
Oh, by the way, I was watching some of our old videos. Okay, they were pretty good. Even though some of them were shit, some of them were awesome. We were hilarious.
We're awesome.
And I was, like, watching all our outtakes, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We're so funny.
We're, like, you kept just, like I turned the camera on and kept expecting it to fall over, and then we'd start laughing, and it didn't fall. And I was like, fuck. Now I have to record.
We're awesome. So if you guys haven't seen any of our videos, we did start off doing videos first instead of podcasts, but then we switched to podcasts, so
yeah.
We don't do the videos anymore. Yeah. So if you want to see the videos, you can go on YouTube and search for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go find them on YouTube.
Good luck finding
go
us,
go find
though.
Those lost treasures.
Some hidden gems.
So stay tuned for Scott's Loot Crate this month, too. I'm sure I'll post a video. Right?
Yeah.
And watch his streaming. He streams on MTGO, Destiny, Hearthstone, what I don't know what else.
Yeah. I stream on Twitch at lowercase I and then uppercase beast or BEAST capital M-O-D-E 916. I'll, of course, link that on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So if you guys didn't catch that, or I'm just plain retarded or something, iBeastMode 916. On Twitch, I stream MTGO, Destiny, pretty much all the games I have. Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, Nazgoth.
Do you stream Destiny on your computer or on PS4?
No, on PS4.
Okay.
And then I haven't been doing much of my sports games lately, but of course Madden, NBA 2K, FIFA.
And it's about to be new sport game season.
Yep,
so.
New sport game season, so I'm going to be spending all my motherfucking money. And then we also just got this cool new game called Evolve. I'll be checking out tomorrow with one of my best friends, Mark. We'll be playing that, so I'll be streaming that, and you guys can come watch us play. It'll be fun. And
honestly, when Battlefront comes out, I'll probably be streaming with him.
Yeah.
I don't play very many games, but I'll play Battlefront.
Yeah, that game's supposed to be epic. I cannot wait for that game. Yeah, I'm probably going to pre-order it soon. And I'm probably going to buy a Xbox One soon as well, because Halo comes out soon, and so does Gears of War comes out soon, and I really want to play those games.
All right.
So I'll probably stream those as well.
Yeah, and if you guys want to hear more game coverage or anything, you know, us talking about games, new games coming out, just let us know. We can always adjust our show a little bit. So.
Yeah, I mean, I love talking about games. Christian likes hearing about the games. Yeah. And
yes, you know, you never things know. Like that. So.
Yeah.
So make sure you check us out everywhere. That's Nerdy Boys Reviews, if you don't know what you're listening to by now.
Yeah.
That's all we have for you this week. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And as always, make sure to stay nerdy, boys!